The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It is 5:34 on the Bruce Hooley Show. Thank you for joining us today. Take us with you wherever you go. Although today doesn't look like a great day for a walk to me. It looks like it could drop a severe electrical storm on us any moment. Aaron, did you get hit with heavy rain up here this morning at any point? We did out west.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say anything too heavy, no.
It was pretty heavy here. It was pretty heavy where I was. I am jealous of a friend of mine. They are in Arizona right now. 118. Have you ever been to Arizona in the summertime?
Yes.
I love it. Do you like it or not? I love the heat.
The golf courses. I don't know about 118.
Aaron, the golf courses.
I like 90 heat.
$200 golf courses are like $25 because the weenies in Arizona can't play in the heat of the day.
Yeah.
Us tough Ohio guys, we can't handle that. You don't sweat in Arizona, you know. It's a dry heat, you may have heard. So is your oven. But I love it out there, so I'm jealous of my friends who are there because they're going to the lake and they're playing golf and they're having fun, and I'm sitting here reading about what life is going to be like for my children who play sports this fall, and there is no chance, zero zip, not a bupkis, I'm letting anybody near them with a hypodermic needle filled with a COVID vaccine. Not a chance in a world, because I don't know what this does to young people. And I don't believe that it offers any more natural immunity than my natural antibodies and theirs, because we've all had it. Have you noticed that these seem to be two pretty pertinent questions that would allow our governor and our president, not that there's a great deal of political disagreement between the two, it would offer them a lot better chance of getting their vaccination goals met if we knew the answer to two questions. Number one, how long are you protected after getting the vaccine? Do we have a definitive answer on that? If we do, someone please call and let me know, or email it to bruce@989theanswer.com, or post it on the Bruce Hooley Show Facebook page. 844-TALK-989 is the number. That's one question I have. How long are you protected once you get vaccinated? Oh, we think it's 6 months. It might be a year. It might be 3 months. We don't know. Likewise, do we have an answer? Is anybody even looking? This is like, this question is as attractive to a media reporter to ask as would be a question to Joe Biden about his son Hunter's repeated use of the N-word, which is to say it will never get asked. And that question is, if I've had COVID and I've recovered, how long will my antibodies last? Nobody knows that answer because nobody's asking. Yet there's Mike DeWine today at Thomas Worthington High School using high school athletes and the umbrella of the Ohio High School Athletic Association to pressure junior high and high school students into getting a vaccine so you can have a normal fall. Hey, Mike. You want to blow a second term as governor? You just try getting between parents and their kids on vaccines. Is there anybody in his cabinet who has the self-awareness to draw a conclusion from the fact that a large portion of Ohioans, more than 40%, seem to be personally very vaccine hesitant? And this is across a lot of different demographics. African Americans are hesitant, and white people are hesitant, and Hispanics are hesitant. And so I fail to see how somebody, John Husted or Dave Yost or somebody with access and influence over the governor, would not say to him, hey, before you go out and make this grandstand play like your grandpa Mike and you really have all these kids' best interests at heart, maybe you ought to consider the fact that if 45% of Ohioans aren't confident in the vaccines enough to get it themselves, they're probably not going to be interested in turning their kids into vaccine guinea pigs. How detached from reality does this little guy have to be? I cannot understand his mindset at all. No, I guess I do. I will say this for Mike DeWine. He does. I don't doubt his sincerity. I just doubt his sanity. And I doubt his savvy. He did not call for mandated vaccines. That would get him beat in the primary. He used his son-in-law, who's a track and cross-country coach at Worthington High School. Okay. You guys know what a straw man is? Democrats specialize in the straw man argument. I had one that I know concoct a straw man argument this week. And he's like, well, I posted a tweet from someone about the increase in single mothers. And I said, you can thank Lyndon Johnson and the Great Society for that. So this person took it to mean that I'm saying there are no good black fathers. I'm like, I never said that. I said 72% single mother rate in the black community is deplorable, just like the single mother rate in a white community is deplorable. They both increase exponentially since the Great Society in the 1960s. It's a deplorable societal condition that must be fixed. I never said there weren't good fathers. That's a straw man argument. Oh, you're saying there's no good fathers. I'm not saying that. Likewise, this is a straw man argument created by Bill Darling, who is Mike DeWine's son-in-law and the track and cross-country coach at Thomas Worthington High School. He said, we believe in our program and the lessons and values that it teaches, and we feel that we help prepare students for the challenges that life is going to throw at them, students and athletes. And to have approximately 40% of those kids just decide not to participate and miss out on that experience last year was discouraging for us. Okay. But he throws that quote out there like, if you don't get vaccinated, then 40% of you aren't going to be running cross country and track this year. And the two are not the same. Last year, they had a decline because a lot of people feared the unknown. They were afraid to let their kids play sports in the fall, or sports weren't offered in the fall. Or parents go, wait a minute, you telling me my kid to run cross country and track has to wear a mask while they're running? No, my doctor says that's not healthy. I'm not going to let my kids play. That is why the numbers were down last year. But he posits, oh, there was a 40% decline in the number of people who were running cross country and track last year. And so, you know, we're here talking about vaccines, so connect those two things. Cha-ching, if you don't get vaccinated, you're not going to be able to run. And that's not the case. And Mike DeWine is not saying that's the case. And this guy doesn't say that's the case, but they want you to put that together in your mind. And what is the hardest thing, among the hardest things for a parent to do? Being a parent, I can tell you, one of the hardest things to do, doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, doesn't mean don't do it regularly. You have to say no to your kids at times. You have to say no to them because you're the parent. You're not the friend. You're not the compatriot. You're not the buddy. You're the parent, and you have a greater perspective on life. Their brains aren't fully developed until they're 25. The fun, active, dopamine part of their brain, that's fully developed right now. It's why they love Instagram and all these bells and whistles and everything. But the reason part of their brain, that's not developed yet. So all they know is, I want to be with my friends. I want to play sports. If I got to get vaccinated to play sports, I'm going to go do it. And you're the parent, and you're like going, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure I know what the medical side effects of this are. I'm not so sure I want to allow you to have a vaccine that's only approved for emergency use. You mean more to me than that. I'm going to make a tough short-term decision because then I'll have more peace with the long-term consequences than if I allow you to make the short-term decision. And then later on, if there are long-term consequences, I feel like I abdicated my parental responsibility. This is why Mike DeWine has no business in this matter. None. And he got a golf coach from Olentangy Liberty in on his little scheme today. Now, I don't know if this is her fault. She coaches at Olentangy Liberty, and I've told you what the Olentangy school board is like. Virtual graduation this year in Olentangy high schools. All of them. Berlin, Olentangy, Liberty, and Orange. All of them. The only one in Central Ohio that didn't think it was safe to give their kids a real graduation, although all four of them have nice outdoor football stadiums where nobody would have been the least bit at risk. So this golf coach from Liberty, Shayla Glover, says the public health crisis last year put a hold on team dinners, fundraising, and an in-person banquet at the end of the season. We had to do a virtual online banquet. While it was a placeholder, it just wasn't the same. Well, here, news bulletin, Shayla Glover. I know a lot of districts where they had team dinners and in-person banquets. A lot. And if you didn't have one, it's either because you as the coach didn't stand up and pound the table to have one, or because you're in the very unenviable position of having an athletic director and a school principal who wouldn't stand up for you and your team and your players. That is why you didn't have one, not because it wasn't safe. But she goes on to make the case, vaccinated players don't have to quarantine and escape much of the stress and anxiety tied to the coronavirus. No, they just have to shoulder the guilt trip you just laid on their shoulders. The players want a season. Parents want a season. Everyone in Ohio wants these players to have a season. Straw man, straw man, straw man. They can have a season. They can have a season. Leave them alone. Let them make their own decisions. Let them play, and they have a season. But she has to say, and we can have a season if we get vaccinated. No, you can have a season anyway. You can have a season, and you don't have to get vaccinated. And as a leader, and you have influence over young people, so you are a leader, what you're doing, shaming them into getting a vaccine, scaring them that they're not going to have a season if they don't get vaccinated, and putting enmity between them and their parents, that is shameful. And for Mike DeWine to be a part of that, to set that up, to perpetuate that, to me, it is one of his greatest failings as our governor. .550 Bruce Hooley Show, top of the hour. Ask the attorney some good questions today for Willis Spangler Starling. They're the official attorney firm of the Bruce Hooley Show. The weather tonight's supposed to get nasty. Rain on and off. If you have your mulching done, well, hey, you're going to have a nice set of moisture around your flowers, around your shrubs, around your trees, and it will look beautiful. But if you don't have your mulch yet, well, then I hope you'll avail yourself of the opportunity to save 30% at Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils on bulk purchases of mulch, topsoil, sand, gravel, leaf compost. Great for the garden. Great for those flower beds. All you need to do is order online or in person or on the phone. KBColumbus.com is the website. KBColumbus.com. Use the promo code Bruce30. That'll save you 30%. Dublin, Westerville, Alexandria, just off I-71 South at Frank Road. The nursery, Westerville Road location, right inside 270. Awesome nursery. Best nursery in town by far. Not even close. If you need to get your merchandise in bags because it's just easier for you to transport it that way, well, then you can get 10% off. Use the promo code Bruce10. So those are your promo codes, Bruce30 and Bruce10. KBColumbus.com, Kurtz Brothers. Great, great people. Phenomenal people. You don't have any idea the stuff that they do in the community. Last year, I think they rebated $105,000 to local charities through these kinds of savings. And so make sure you use that promo code. You save, and then Kurtz takes that money and they kick it to local charities that you support, and it does great work in our community. So KBColumbus.com, promo code Bruce30 or Bruce10. So I can't decide if now I want to make Joe Mixon my favorite NFL player of the Cincinnati Bengals or Cole Beasley of the Buffalo Bills, because both today are pushing back hard on NFL rules that, you know, I mean, I've covered the NFL. I've been around NFL teams a lot. I have a lot of friends who are, you know, front office people and ex-players and a few current players in the NFL. It's kind of like this one, like, four-letter word in the NFL that is kind of important. Team, which implies, like, everybody's treated the same. Everybody pulls together. Everybody, you know. Well, the National Football League decides, you know, that team stuff, it's worked for, you know, decades, but let's just make the NFL the haves and the have-nots, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, the clean and the unclean. The NFL, without, I should point out, its players' association asking its players to approve this. Nice union representation you got there. Be a shame if something happened to it. Vaccinated players, pretty much life goes back to normal. They can see their family when they travel to road games. They can go in the steam room, go in the sauna, go in the weight room. They can travel without masks. They don't have to wear masks around the facility. But, if you, as an NFL player, prize your body and aren't sure about a vaccine that's been approved only for emergency use, and there have been some scary stories about blood clots and people getting sick after they get the vaccine and people fainting after they get the vaccine, and anecdotal, yes, but are they real? Yeah, they are. In a league where you can literally eat a sandwich with the wrong thing in it or drink a smoothie with the wrong supplement in it and test positive for a banned substance and have to sit out 10 games, all of a sudden the NFL wants all of its players to say, sure, stick me with that vaccine, no problem. Because if you're not vaccinated in the National Football League this year, here is how your life will go. You will wear a mask at your team facility and while you are traveling. You will not be able to use the sauna or the steam room. You will not be able to leave the team hotel to eat at restaurants. That is prohibited. And no social media marketing sponsorship activities will be permitted. You are a second-class citizen. And Cole Beasley, who's a wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, went on Twitter and said, did we vote on this? I stay in the hotel? Why? We're still going to have meetings. We'll all still be together. Vaccinated players can go out of the hotel and bring COVID back into where I am. So what does it matter if I stay in the hotel? I'm 100% immune with vaccination? No. Joe Mixon of the Bengals said, now is not the time for the players' union to act like they represent us, because they clearly show us something different time and time again. I thought football was a team sport, and it's clearly being individualized by these beliefs. Oh, man, this stuff up, and this same kind of shaming is being used on high school athletes by our governor, Mike DeWine. It's, I'm afraid, where we're headed. See, we're going to look back, I'm pretty sure, on these last, what have we had since the mask mandate was rescinded? June 2nd? So we had 2 weeks here. We were kind of on the honor system. Now, the numbers aren't exploding. COVID's pretty much a thing of the past. And it's really interesting living in the moment. You become a prisoner of the moment. Does anybody, I know you all remember 15 days to slow the spread. Do you remember when we used to talk about flattening the curve? Remember they had that bell curve, that curve that went like a big camel's hump that went way up, and they said, everybody under this bell is the number of people that will get COVID. So what we want to do is we want to press that down and flatten it out. When you flatten it out, you'll widen it out, but people will get sick over a longer period of time. And what was the mindset behind it? It was, so we don't overwhelm the hospitals, right? Because everybody was going to need a ventilator. Everybody was going to be deathly ill. Recovery rate was going to be, you know, only 95 or 96%. Well, then we found out that the recovery rate was like 99.9 something something percent. And then we found out that ventilators were actually bad. And then we found out that Trump was actually right on hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and zinc. And then we found out that young people really weren't at risk. And then we found out it didn't spread on surfaces. But despite finding all that out, we somehow have never shed the idea that now it's not a matter of flattening the curve. It's a matter of nobody can get sick ever. Nobody can get sick ever. Supremely conditioned, healthy NFL football players can't get COVID. Got to be quarantined. Do we do this for the flu? Do we do this for any other anything in our lives? No, we don't. Trump is out of office, Democrats, and squishy Republicrats, Mike DeWine. Trump is gone. Mission accomplished. You crashed our economy. You're giving everybody a check just for living. Could we have some semblance of our old life back, please?